Hey, this is Letitia. And as I write this, I already know that there are going to be a lot of comments about this subject. Let's face it. As a society, we are drawn to hot topics, controversy, things that are taboo. What fits this category more than sexual preference? In case you've been saying to yourself, there's been a lot of television shows, movies, and press coverage on homosexuals lately, you'd be right. I don't really believe that the number of gay people has really increased over the last 10 years. It's just that more are coming out of the closet, so to speak. And the media is right there with their cameras and ink pens sharing the news with the world. As with interracial couples and their depiction in mainstream media, the public often takes its cues by what it sees, reads, and hears. Think about it. If you never met a gay person, you may be hard-pressed to realize that, like heterosexual folks, they too have a heart, a brain, the ability to love people of the same and the opposite sex without wanting to have sex with them. And they are also capable of holding down jobs, buying houses, voting, and as we found out on television recently in New Jersey, being elected and holding public office. So do you really think the media or society is more accepting of homosexuals than it is of interracial couples? Remember what I said last month? Hollywood writes about what it knows. And I'm willing to bet a body part, take a thigh, please, that there are far more gay or bisexual power players in Hollywood than there are people involved, past or present, in a multicultural relationship. What really amazes me, though, is the number of people that are willing to go on record to tell you that homosexuality is wrong and it goes against nature. If memory serves me right, I've heard the same argument posed about dating outside your race. And if I hear the saying, "It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve," one more time, I will scream. The reality is, it wasn't Adam and Letitia or Alejandro and Eve either. What does that mean? That because something didn't start off one way, it can't be changed to fit the needs of the people at that time? Why are we so quick to point out when we are being treated unfairly, but slow to realize when we do the same to others? Who gave us this right to decide what's right for us and the next person? I have to say that in my life, I've been very blessed to know a great variety of people. I'd love to tell you that of all the people whose sexual preference happens to be the same sex, that they are a group of great intellect, ever faithful, without fault, loves animals, blah, blah, blah kind of people. The truth is that they are human, with the ability and capacity to love and be loved. They have relationships that last a day and ones that last a lifetime. The bigger truth for me is that I'd rather a man that preferred to be with another man have the opportunity and chance without condemnation to do just that, rather than live a lie with me. Call me idealistic. Perhaps the answer is not having an open mind, but closed eyes. If we were blind, perhaps then we could truly see that the path to happiness is one that we all can walk on.